Chicks.com.
You as post office.
I do, and I really do a good job. I really do, but yeah. I feel that this is a thank you note. It feels like it to me.
Well, I have
somehow
a refund coming
the
then, don't
of the
I?
Paper. Well, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it on me at the moment, but...
Yeah, somehow I knew that. All right, let me open it up here.
I would be willing to guess there is a document in here. Something tells me by the quality of the paper.
Well, there is. Let me read the letter first. It's from Dennis Shane, who is a ward leader on East Belgrade Street in Philadelphia. Dear Ross, thanks for the tickets to the Cosby Show. They'll be much enjoyed. Attached is a citation for you.
I'm sure you'll display it with pride and satisfaction in the studio.
Wilbur?
What?
Did you read this letter before?
Absolutely not. This is a sealed Federal Express item, express mail.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, Dennis Shane was one of our winners yesterday, and I happened to give him a pair of Cosby tickets just because he got a trivia question right or something like that. I'm sure he'll display it with pride and satisfaction in the studio. Keep an eye on it. It may be swiped by fellow DJs that are jealous. It's suitable for framing. Provide your own frame. Thanks, Dennis Shane. P.S.
This certificate entitles you to absolutely...
Wilbur?
No political favors at all. I'm sorry.
Where did you... You must have opened this. How would you know what that said?
Well, it was... What else would you say after a letter like that?
Mm-hmm. This certificate...
By the way, did you know that this is dried fig week?
We'll get to that in a second. Let me see the certificate here. It entitles me to no political favors at all. I don't know what good it is then. It's a certificate from the Republican Executive Committee... To whereas Ross Britton is a recent arrival, blah, 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 has already shown his concern for the economy by giving away hundreds of dollars in prize money. Yes, I have. Has shown his concern for the health of our citizens by giving away many pounds of nutritious bologna and scrapple. Yes, I've done that too. And has proven to be an all-around nice guy. Well, I kind of like this guy, Dennis Shane. Now, therefore, the Republican Executive Committee of the 18th Ward City of Philadelphia extends special commendations and congratulations to Ross Britton, sends a hearty welcome to the City of Philadelphia, and further wishes him a long and successful stay.
Anyway, it's dried fig week. You know that this week they'll be harvesting the figs in California, where almost ironically all of the U.S. figs come from there.
I didn't.
And by waiting until this late time of the year, the sun dries out all of that milky white-looking stuff, and it evaporates into the atmosphere, leaving the fig all dry and wrinkly.
I didn't know that, Wilbur,
It's also National Check Your Elm for Blight Day. You didn't know.
I had wanted to say thank you to Dennis Shane before I got too carried away with
thank
that, Wilbur.
You,
thank you very much for that fact. Wilbur, perhaps you'll do some research and maybe be able to tell us something about the Vineland economy.
I think so. It's not in my zip code. It's not in my zip code.
Well, all right. You do some research and let me get back to the show, all right? Have a happy day.
Millions of people saw him perform on Live Aid. And now he's back, singing the hottest hits as only he knows how.
Doe Deal Records
presents the new album from Bob Dylan.
Big Bam Bobby.
This is Bobby Dylan. Surprise, surprise, I'm back. Singing all your favorite hits as only I know how on my new album, Big Bam Bobby.
Hear Bob Dylan sing all your favorite songs on his new album, Big Bam Bobby.
She wore a raspberry beret.
Get all your favorite songs on one album.
Goodies are good enough for me.
When we say all your favorite hits, we mean all your favorite hits.
Get into the groove. You got to move.
We mean all your favorite hits.
Don't mess with my tutu.
Order this record before midnight tonight and you'll get a special 12-inch version of his latest hit, Rappin' Bobby.
Everybody sing along with Rappin' Bobby.
So many new horizons waiting for you.
February 20th. 1942. Somewhere in the Pacific, 9 enemy bombers looked down on the USS Lexington. But the Navy's flying ace was up there, too. He opened the throttle on his Wildcat F-4F. When the smoke cleared, the 4 remaining enemy bombers were running home. The ace flew on to become the first Navy pilot to win the Medal of Honor. And his hometown honored his heroism by naming a little airport Heritage Home, where we bring people to Chicago from more cities than anyone.
Teterboro.
All because of Lieutenant Commander Edward Henry Butch.
We salute you.
You're not just flying, you're flying the friendly skies.
United offers you 5 daily nonstops to Chicago. And from Chicago, United gives you easy connections to over 100 cities. So breeze to the Windy City on United. Call your travel agent or United today.
Well, of course.
I can't get over Ovaltine. It's so delicious now.
Available in sugar-free.
Z-106, radio station control room, what may I help you with?
I'd like to hear We Built the City on Rock and Roll by Starship.
Oh, I thought you wanted to hear Take on Me by Aha. Well, listen, unfortunately, I don't have the Starship coming up, but I do have Aha. Will that do? Sir?
Yep.
Will that be okay?
It's coming up at 10.
However, the Starship is coming up between 10 and 10:30 on Herod's show. Okay?
Hi. Thank you.
Gosh, what a live wire you are.
I'm juggling 2 phones right now.
Two what's?
I'm juggling 2 phones right now.
Okay, well, listen, have a good morning. Where do you work?
Action Manufacturing.
Remind me never to take a job there.
Well, unless you're in the fuses.
No, I have a long fuse, but it's gone quickly down to the end, so goodbye.
I'm a deadhead.
Ross Britton. C-106.
I'm going to play a song whether he likes it or not. Aha! Take on Me at C-106. Z106, it is 9:57, 3 minutes away from 10 o'clock. That's the edited version of DeBarge, and who's holding Donna now? Good morning, Z106.
I want a Z-shirt.
You want a Z-shirt?
Yeah.
We're not giving out Z-shirts right now. The begging and pleading lines are open even as we speak, but we're giving out Strode's Scrapple.
I'll take a Strode's Scrabble.
No, no, not Scrabble, Scrapple.
I want one of them, too.
Where are you calling from, sir?
New York.
New York?
100 told me to call you.
Really?
Heard you were bored.
I'll tell you what I want you to do, okay?
Sure.
Would you call up Z100 and do this? Took care of that.
Hung up on him.
All right, it's time for David Blaze Hollywood.
All right.
You people in Philadelphia may call in.
Walking down the street when I happened to see a little lady with a radio coming at me. She said, "You listen real good. David Blaze Hollywood."
My favorite.
And now, here's the star of our show, David Blaze.
Thank you. It's great to be on familiar turf again. Thank you, Johnny Olson. Let's turn to page one. Dustin Hoffman infuriated several members of a predominantly Jewish audience when he revealed that he always wanted to play Hitler. Quoting now, "He had a greatness which is frightening to us all. He had such charisma and the ability to mesmerize. That kind of person doesn't come along every day."
No.
Thankfully, Hoffman, who is Jewish, made the statement during a speech about acting Sunday night at the 92nd Street Y. Page two. Vampires can be destroyed by stakes through the heart in daylight, but there's one who is destroyed by network cancellation. Yes, I'm talking about Barnabas Collins, the consummate 60s vampire from the best soap opera ever created, Dark Shadows.
No kidding.
Well, guess what? Barnabas is back. The network closed the lid, so to speak, on the series in 1971, but the third annual Dark Shadows convention will convene October 4th through the 6th at the Gateway Hilton Hotel in Newark, New Jersey. Jonathan Frid, the original Barnabas, will be there, so bring your fangs and I'll see you there.
Hello there.
Page three. Do you know who Gary Shandling is?
No.
Well, he's going to be the host of tonight's Tonight Show.
Really?
Johnny Carson is out with an eye infection, and Joan Rivers, Johnny's regular guest host, is here in the Philadelphia area, so there's no one to hold down the fort. I guess Gary Shandling was just standing around the office, so they asked him if he'd do it.
Oh, grow up!
Thank you very much, David. That's a wrap on this edition of Britain for Breakfast.
I'm in the money. Come on, Reg, answer the phone.
Reggie, how's it going? Guess what I just did? I enrolled in PTC Career Institute for this fall. Right. No, I'm not taking up nursing or data entry, though I could if I wanted. I'm going to be a computer programmer. Yeah, I heard this ad on the radio, and it said if you've got a high school diploma or GED, then you can learn an important skill at PTC Career Institute. I just called 567-3104 and got the facts. Yeah, well, listen to this. They have contact with people who hire people all over the place. They've got placement services, so I know I'm going to have a job in no time. And they have financial aid, so it won't take a big chunk out of my savings. Yeah, Reg, they take transfer students and everything. Yeah, dial 567-3104. What? We'll have a pencil ready next time. 567-3104. PTC Career Institute is located at 2207 Chestnut Street. SEPTA practically takes you to their door. Check it out. All right, but this is the last time. 567-3104. PTC Career Institute is a great way to get started, and non-high school grads are considered for both nursing and data entry courses.
WZGO, Philadelphia.
If you've been waiting for fall to change your motor oil, Elias Amoco Self-Service has got some great news for you. Right now, you can come into their station at 22nd and Allegheny in North Philadelphia, or East Mill and Bethlehem Pike in Flowertown, and get Amoco 10W40 high-quality motor oil for only $1.80 a quart. That's right. Elias Amoco is selling famous Amoco quality 10W40 motor oil for only $1.80 a quart. Compare Amoco's price to what you'd pay elsewhere, then remember the quality gasoline you'll receive while you fill up with Amoco's finest premium lead-free. Just pick up a few quarts the next time you buy gas. It's as close as Elias Amoco at 22nd and Allegheny in North Philadelphia or East Mill and Bethlehem Pike in Flowertown. And the price is right, too, $1.80 a quart. So if you're changing the oil in your car this fall, get Amoco 10W40 high-quality motor oil at Elias Amoco, 22nd and Allegheny in North Philadelphia or East Mill and Bethlehem Pike in Flowertown. At $1.80 a quart, it's inexpensive, convenient, and you get quality Amoco motor oil. Stop in today at Elias Amoco, 22nd and Allegheny in North Philadelphia, or East Mill and Bethlehem Pike in Flowertown.
Boy, I wouldn't change from gas back to oil again ever.
Who was that masked man? It is 10 o'clock. My name is Ross Britton. Harriet, are you here?
I'm standing here stark naked.
See where your feet.
Perfectly simple.
Rolling six great songs in a row. Z106.
Before that, Sting, Bruce Springsteen, Commodores, ABC, and Huey Lewis in the News, included in six great songs in a row. Harriet Coffey with you, 10:25 in the morning, and I'm trying to get situated. After the Ross Britton Show, it's like a whole new world in here. The man is crazed and insane. You have to check him out tomorrow morning, 5:30 to 10, Britton for breakfast right here. Coming up next, Whitney Houston.
If you've been waiting for fall to change your motor oil, Wilbert Wheatley's Amoco has got some good news for you. Right now, you can come into Wilbert Wheatley's Amoco on I-95 and Chichester Avenue in Booth Gwynn, Pennsylvania, and get Amoco 10W30 high-quality motor oil installed for only $1.75 a quart. That's right. Wilbert Wheatley's Amoco in Booth Gwynn.
Airchecks.com.